Now, follow me down. Get nice and comfortable for me. Let yourself slip that little bit deeper, deeper and deeper, and further from the obligations which exist outside of this space. I'm going to help you go deep, so make sure that you're relaxed, nice and comfortable. Then let's talk about the nature of sexual pleasure and where exactly the seat of our sexual pleasure is in our bodies. Many would make mere reference to the body. But if you think about it, the brain is most important, intertwined and entangled as it is, the largest sex organ as well. We all index and tie different things to our pleasure centers. That's where our fetishes come from, remapping those neural connections. It's where arousal that is not necessarily related to direct stimulation of your body can come into the equation. And if you can have arousal unrelated to stimulation of any organ, any part of yourself, surely moving that association or intensifying it where it existed in smaller degrees before, moving that focus is neither unusual nor difficult. Just a matter of changed perspective. You might learn such a shift in focus through having a part of your body stimulated, making it part of your masturbation routine, having a lover or a dominant who focuses on it, who helps you fixate. So let's fixate. Your nipples. You might not have paid much attention previously to the intensity of sensation that can be derived with the right amount of pressure and with the right amount of arousal. But you may have learned to set aside that possibility, and now we enhance it instead. The pinching, tormenting, oscillating pressure, the thumbing and rubbing of your nipples, that can be every bit as stimulating as anything else with the right mindset. Slip deeper, let me elucidate. Night, night, pet. Let yourself go down with me. As you go deeper, allow the open, receptive part of your mind to fixate on the flow of my words, to breathe long, relaxing, open, comfortable breaths. Allow everything else to fall away, mere artifacts of the weary world outside. Even memory of your body can be left by the wayside. Only things I call attention to need exist here. So as you go deeper, remember those words, night, night, pet. And now follow me down. Let yourself slip, sliding comfortably, moving alongside me at just the pace we set into depth, all along that long, comfortable road into deep, soothing, peaceful sleep, overtaking in a warm, drowsy wave that opens the floodgates of your subconscious and that then washes through, carrying discomfort away, carrying wakefulness away, drifting, breathing deeply, and listening in peace. That's all that remains. A serene, docile place, open and receptive. Listen and let every word I say soak into that deepest, most already readily opened portion of your mind, where changes and structures under our mutual creation can be allowed to thrive and tie into other parts of your brain. Like your pleasure centers themselves follow and build with me as I paint a picture of things that have been and will be in your body. And in sexual development, we all find some things attractive and others less so. We gravitate and accrete around certain activities. Some things arouse and drive us forward. Others are merely neutral or discarded. Some things excite and titillate. You may have a fetish for one thing or another. Stimulation of specific parts, certain substances, garments. There's all sorts of different options. And the feeling of something in a specific setting that riles you up, sets you off, That's your fetish, your interest, your focus. And today we're going to focus on your nipples. Allow them to resolve from kind of irrelevant or a murky, relaxed part of your mind to a prominent, focused, intensely pleasurable, direct line to your mind. A part of your body which can be stimulated and will give you more than just faint good feelings, will awaken arousal. So playing with your chest will become part of going deep, part of getting hot, setting you off. It may vary in its baseline sensation from person to person, but with the right attention, the right focus, the right development, you can train yourself to feel a part of your body more. You're already familiar with that. You can train yourself to go into trance more easily as well. It's relatively easy to divert, change the attention of, intensify the feeling of, erotic sensation in specific parts of you. And we're focusing on your chest, on your nipples, and that's okay. That's an all right way to spend your time. Because it's like there are gauges for sensitivity in your mind, which may be turned to one setting or another for different parts of your body. And a great pleasure can be derived by turning up the sensitivity in your chest, even though it may brush against clothing, even though you may find yourself compulsively rubbing, pinching, tweaking your nipples whenever you get horny and wet enough. But really, the pleasure that can be derived from gently, then firmly, attending to and focusing on your chest, is just tied to the appropriate setting on that gauge. Some simple discussion between your open, receptive, otherwise vacant subconscious and me can craft a wonderfully blissful, orgasmic change in your nipples and your response to them. Exciting stimuli in the right setting takes you to a new place, a deeper, more aroused place. So listening to my voice, you may have already noticed that focusing on your chest causes them to feel warm, your nipples to feel warm, pleasant, tingling, flushing, embarrassed or excited at the attention, blood flow increasing, they're pointing. Let them feel that way. Warmth and tingling. And the more you try to divert your attention away as a playful game, the more it gets drawn back by the fact I'm focusing on them. You notice that anything, clothing, a surface under you if you're laying on your chest, or just the air currents brushing against it, or your hands, you have permission to touch them. Anything that touches your nipples, even gently, grows more intense in its sensation. The more you try to divert attention, the more you're drawn back. A powerful, sexy sensation that nonetheless allows the deep, sleepy, needy control going on in your head from the contact of my voice to persist and even intensify. Your waiting, receptive mind wants both, and both it shall have. And the more you listen, the more you can feel how sensitive your nipples are becoming. So sensitive that the moment the air across the room, a gentle breeze, would be enough. Imagine if someone opened or closed a door somewhere, and the currents in the building you're in moved, and you were so zoomed in, attended in on your nipples, on your chest, that the nervous system spark of your nipples being played with, stimulated, sparked, excited, and ready, that it can grow moment by moment, making you squirm and twitch and feel good. The air or your clothing against them, the air against them, there's no difference. They're always going to be exposed to something that can bring out that intensely good feeling. And you love it. It feels better and better every second to consider, focus on, think about your nipples, think about your chest and its sensitivity. And the longer you listen, the better you will feel. The more stimulated, excited, ready for anything. In fact, here's a good idea. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to help you delve a little deeper. Rewire your impulses so whenever you're somewhere safe and horny, your nipples will become the source of a wonderful sensual pleasure rioting through you. The merest rub against them will, over time, bring you to blissful thundering orgasm even without other intervention. an absence of control, an absence of resistance, pure unbridled coming in lustful, ecstatic glory. We're going to go through to there, down this path, away from the waking world and into depth. And the way we're going to get there is, stimulate them for me now, right now. Pleasure and stimulate them, running your hands over them, until it's locked in your mind that they are a pleasurable part of your form, and then more pleasurable with time, and then the most, and then we'll lock that in, a reminder, concrete and anchored, tied to my voice, a reminder that touching your nipples just feels so good, feels incredible, feels better the longer you do it. Touching, encouraging you, concrete and anchored. Touching them will make you yearn to hear these words, this training, this intensification again. The encouragement to touch them further and embed a longing for pleasure flows over you. Comes whenever you embrace the desire to stimulate your needy nipples. Yes. So now deeply down, deeper and deeper into the feeling. Yes. You can already feel your nipples feeling better and better. You enjoy it. You love how sexy, horny, aroused, and arousing you feel when you pinch and stimulate your nipples. Now, I'm going to count from 10 till 1. A fairly simple device to anchor a memory. The memory of you touching your nipples the way you are right now, with the intensification of being in trance, being down deep, touching, tweaking, manipulating your nipples as I tell you about them, with each number. As I tell you about them, the thought will become locked into your mind, increasingly embedded, in fact, again and again, until we get to number 1, at which point you'll know all about your chest, touching your nipples, how that function in your blissful, pleasured body carries you further, can take you a long way toward pleasure, and tumble you coming over the edge. And as we do count, your mind is going to lock away each new fact, each facet of yourself in relation to your chest, your nipples, sensitive as they are. But this lesson and this training will be recalled only when you're somewhere safe and when you're turned on. Because if we left your nipples as sensitive as they're gonna be, all the time, you'd never get anything done. So these little rules we're gonna teach you, teach your subconscious about the pleasures of manipulating those sensitive buds on your chest, these little rules are gonna be limited. They're gonna stay locked away until you're safe, and you're horny. At which point you'll come flooding back to your mind, back to this place, getting you very focused on your nipples, on your chest. So follow me down as I elaborate and as you enjoy your body. Enjoy those little nubs. Rub your nipples. 10. You love to touch them. It's the first thing you do in any sexual situation, any opportunity, anytime it's appropriate. You run your hands down your collarbone, onto your chest, massaging and stroking them, strumming them. You yearn and love to touch your nipples. You respect the pleasure which fills you at any stimulation. It is unquestionable and unquenchable, a true love of indulgence. In lavishing attention or having it lavished on your chest, licking, massaging, pinching, rubbing, you awaken to this desire. Your nipples pointed whenever you're aroused. And as that fact locks into your mind, know that it's true. You adore the idea of touching your nipples, and loving the idea is enough to start developing the skill, the nervous system response. You love stroking and touching them, and becoming more aware of them would just aid you in your submission, relaxation, exploration, in any endeavor you undergo involving sexual stimulation to you as the prize, the goal, the tool of pleasure. Having the ability to feel them more acutely, the option is a good thing. Knowing that stimulation of your brain and your pleasure centers is only ever one strum of your nipples away, one rubbing, massaging moment, that you have another way to get pleasure inside your head, with all the benefits that entails. 9. And you need to touch your nipples. We've addressed how good it feels, but also that it's training, practice. You have an overriding urge. a little bit of a desired trigger, a kind of inspired response. When you sink this deep, you're just going to touch your nipples, spending your whole day without spending at least a little time touching, massaging, reminding yourself of the new sensation. Well, what would be the point? You should do it at least once. Keep yourself yearning, lusty, needy, learning. Learning this new way to feel. So you'll absolutely end up doing it before the day's through. Each day. It's for training, it's for practice, and it's already embedded in your mind. Touching your nipples is part of your normal sexual expression. Your way of living in a given day. Part of how you experience a day must include touching your nipples. Otherwise, it's just not quite complete. You like being methodically trained, inspired to new ideas, and this one fits so neatly with your conception of self. All your little concepts play together. Part of your expression is methodical stimulation of your own chest, those sensitive nubs setting you on edge with pleasure. That's just how it's going to be. You love to touch them. You need to touch them regularly. The more you listen, the more you know it's true. Touching your nipples is better than other stimulation alone. Better than sex. Better than the urge being fulfilled. Better than masturbation, because it is a mechanically inspired, constant, stimulated nervous system development. And so you can make them more sensitive. And so you can make them more powerful. More a fixation. More a trigger. Touching your nipples. 8. Better than sex alone. Stimulation on your nipples is better than stimulation on other parts of your body that are merely subject to their natural level of stimulation, of desire, of nervous system response. These are part of a learned, consistent, ongoing, hypnotic and triggered and pleasurable increase in nervous system pleasure pressure. Of course, if someone ran their fingers over your chest, you'd already be aroused by the stimulation, the input, the suggestion of another. Finding those engorged sensitive nubs is even better if someone's also reaching down and stimulating between your legs. If you are being subject to multiple sensual pleasures, multiple sexual stimuli, then your nipples being subject thus is better and better, linked, intertwined, interwoven with all those other sources. The merest brush across your chest, when you're in the mood and you're somewhere safe, remember that element. Well, it'll be enough to set you drooling, staring, moaning, surrendering. Someone gently takes one of your nipples in hand and begins to rub and tweak. They could lead you anywhere, as if you were on a leash. You'd follow the touch of that hand, because another's touch is so much better than your own on those sensitive nubs. Indeed, you want to have them touching you. You want to have someone touching you, stimulating them. If someone is stimulating your nipples and withdraws, you feel the need rise up. You might whimper, try to inspire, try to invite, try to spark the touch, begging to have the touch back. You enjoy having them stimulated. You love having them touched. And you need to have that influence of another's caress. It's good and good for you. Better than normal sexual expression, because it is learned, deliberate, powerful, potent, constant, inspired pleasure pressure. Constant pressure, need, ache from within. The longer you listen, the better you'll feel. You love having them touched, and you like deliberately choosing elements of improvement for your sexual experience. It can be massaged. It can be pinching, rubbing, tweaking of your erect, horny nipples. That's just how they are. They'll lap up any stimulus. Your body will lap up any joyous stimuli on your chest. It's better than other pleasure on its own would be. And that's where the need to have them touched, the need to touch them yourself as well, comes from. Touching your nipples is that good, and when they're touched, well, you know already. 7. Each and every time you touch your nipples, the feeling will escalate as you continue to stimulate until you reach the point where climax suddenly, surprisingly arrives. Touching your nipples can bring you there. It's just a matter of learning, learning to slowly increase and improve the pleasure so that you ramp up toward climactic release. And if you stopped in the middle, you would just stop at the level you're at. When you stimulate other parts of your body, you'll notice how building up toward orgasm is something you're able to stop, and then it fades away. You'll eventually return to normal. But your nipples are special. You're learning, practicing, incorporating this desire. So if you touch them for a long time in a safe place where you're aroused and you get very close to orgasm and you stop, you'll stay at the same level. That aroused almost to climax. When you touch your nipples, the level of arousal you're at is ratcheted up a scale and locked in, plateaued in your subconscious. Unfightable, unavoidable. Impossible to shake off, and oh, so good for you. When you touch your chest, you're locked at that level of pleasure, rubbing those little nubs as they are pointed and warm, and you stay stuck there. Stay locked there. The deeper you go, the more used to this you get. The more stimulation you afford your nipples, the more enmeshed this need is going to be. And the more each of these ideas becomes etched into your subconscious, making you increasingly pleasured, increasingly out of it with pleasure, the more you can adore. Adore stimulating your nipples, sliding your hands over your chest, finding those pointed nubs, roving around the tips with your fingertips, tweaking, pinching, flicking, stimulating until you reach climax later in the day. Because you could touch a little now, a little later. But touching your nipples does more than other sexual interaction when it comes to holding on to the desire. Rather than an ordinary masturbatory process, it is a building, a building, a building up that will continue. When you stop touching and you have not yet reached your orgasm, your level of arousal stays right where it is, twitching and heated inside of you, until you do allow yourself the climax you will reach later. You need to complete the little ritual, the touching of your nipples, the stimulation toward climax, which is the only thing that brings escape and release from that. And that's the next thing. 6. When you touch your nipples, you can come from doing so, activating that ability in your mind through manufacturing and understanding this experience better. You are learning what turns you on, how to turn yourself on and create a nervous system response, learning what feels best, stimulation. We all learn what turns us on as we go. And the brain is the most potent sexual organ of all. What enables you to orgasm in the first place? What feels best? These are things you learn. And as you listen to me and my voice permeates your mind, what stimulates you best is being gradually changed, transferred. You may find all this talk about your nipples is shifting what you're paying attention to, and therefore which part of you feels best right now. Replacing whatever was on top of the list before. You know it can be better than any other stimulation, and it's such an easy, readily accessible button that builds and builds your arousal and will end in coming in the end. Merely touching your nipples brings you closer and closer to true orgasm. Until after some time of stimulating, tweaking, rubbing, massaging, pinching, gasping, arching, you will achieve true climactic release. A massive, rolling, spasming, pleasurable explosion that washes away all anxieties, all thoughts, leaving only an isolated blank you, drifting in the aftershocks, idly playing with your nipples as you twitch and recover. That very image should be locked in your mind now, locked in a place where you can accept that all visual, all auditory stimuli tied to your nipples, any and all instructions, stimulation, fantasy, anything tied to massaging that need in your nipples is just irresistibly alluring to you. So you will continue touching, stimulating, these ideas percolating in your head, becoming more powerful, going even deeper, 5, deeper and deeper. And every little stimulation of your pointed nipples, by now engorged with desire, just as the rest of you is, flushed and warm, every little stimulation seems to make your mind a little more muddled, just like ordinary ramping toward climax would do to you anyway. Because it's the same. It's the same kind of thing. It seems to leave you a bit more ready, horny, excited. Your skin is increasing in sensitivity. The closer you come to coming. Your skin is increasing in sensitivity the closer you come, and your brain, meanwhile, is feeling like every thought has such a long way to go. Because the pleasure from your nipples can easily override and arrive, because it's dropping down through layers of coating honeyed sweetness over your brain, which have begun to accrue as a result of my words. And every touch of your nipples sends another drop of arousing, blank, vacant honey to coat your mind, make your thoughts travel slowly, when they manage to escape the vacuum pull at all. And it's easier to go deeper, yes. Going deeper. Remembering all those little rules. You will touch. You need to touch. You will touch your nipples. Stimulation of them is just as good, better than sex. The best possible way to have an outlet for your arousal is to have one you imagine and control, manifest and train. Training your nervous system response from a dull tingle to a mindless, constant, heated, twitching thing within you. The numbers coming quicker even as you sink further into warm, coating, sleepy, vacant, following and learning three. Your mind open and receptive, remembering that stimulation of your nipples will leave you at whatever arousal level you were at when you had to stop. Unless you manage to complete the act and come from massaging them. You know the dangers of staying oh so turned on. You might go deeper. You might enjoy this a little too much. Your nipples might stay pointed and hot, and you'll begin to touch, and you'll want to keep touching, want to keep stimulating, too. But there's something even better. When someone else stimulates, when someone else touches your chest, rubs over those engorged nubs, your entire body feels like it's following their touch, leaning into them, giving up everything and giving in, and that's just what you want. One. You need to touch your nipples deeper, deeper down. Imagine, envision my touch. Let your mind create the ideal image, the feeling in your muzzy, pleasured mind of a presence, attractive, sexual, focused on you, my hands running over your nipples, one and then the other, warm, nimble, gentle, stroking over your nipples, long, slow strokes, teasing from above to below, below to above, each little touch helping you feel a steady stream of pleasure between your legs, around your hips, running up your spine, but especially on your chest. The rising, urgent, panting feeling of pleasure and wonder. You love this. Every touch, each stimulation and pinch and flick, sending little lines of light through your mind. Locking in a new level of sensitivity with each brush, every trembling touch, a new level of need that I want to convey to you. Because let me assure you, that's how it feels when I touch mine, when I caress or pinch. I've trained them, and now I'm training yours. Feel me leaning in, inspecting the progress, looking at your pointed nipples, breathing hotly across them, making you shiver, shudder, then a sudden enthusiastic lick, licking, feeling a tongue warmly slide over one nipple, almost too sensitive, almost too intense, and again another lick, long, slow, lapping, suckling, every movement of my tongue making you feel more and more excited. Again, a lick feels so intensely good, and the more I do it, the better it feels. Switching now, licking, smacking, kissing, sucking, making little vacuumed marks around your nipples, intensifying. That feeling is one you can cling to, one you can remind yourself of when wondering how this can feel so good. Licking along lines of slow, deep feeling, deep and needy. And the more I do it, the more the licking, sucking, rubbing collides in your brain. The more all these feelings of sexual pleasure focus on those nipples, the more easily and readily they can combine with my words. And these effects become ingrained, locked in and anchored. Wouldn't you want to hold on to this special experience? Build it into your head? More and more, the better you feel, the more you realize you're already creeping closer and closer to that huge, towering, spasmodic orgasm I keep referencing, keep mentioning, the one you've been ratcheting your pleasure inexorably toward. It's right there. Your muscles are tensing, your mind is growing foggy with desperation for climactic pleasure, slipping and sliding deeper and lower. And as you listen, you do get closer. The closer you get, the more you need it. Licking, sucking, feeding that needy feeling and helping you slide deeper, because the deeper you go, the deeper into your subconscious that nipple-based lust goes. Licking, sucking, hands massaging your nipples. I'm exploring those sensitive nubs on your chest. A tongue darting between the fingers, pinching both nipples with them, then licking between on the sensitive tweaked, squeezed, rubbed, already sucked on, therefore vacuum puffy, inundated with flow. Blood flow to the area, exploring those sensitive nubs on your chest. You feel the rush of sensitivity, the urge. You're right on the edge, right on the edge. And then the stimulation stops, and you are denied it, suddenly dropping back, but not too far, because of the ratcheted up plateau, the way that nipple pleasure doesn't quite fade. Feel that urge in you. Feel the whimper. You understand just how much need I can raise up in those raised bumps on your chest. How tempting it would be to be left on the edge, unable to touch even one bit more, unable to get off or escape from the cycle, left on the edge of climax. That's just become part of your psyche, being nipple-edged. If you touch them till you get almost there, then stop. You're going to be locked there, walking around, almost coming, almost there. And a part of the deepest portion of your psyche wants to be left there, hanging on the edge, wants your nipples to be used to edge you up, because then you'll be thinking about nothing but those sensitive nubs and my stimulation of them. It's become part of your psyche that you want this nipple stimulation and the edging that's coming with it right now, whether from yourself or from me or from others. Anytime you're somewhere safe and horny, you're allowed to crave that stimulation and free to seek it. You will find yourself needing your nipples played with, and every time you do it, it's going to reinforce it, sending you slowly to a higher, more wonderful plateau of lust as you become aware of just how sensitive they can get. Your own nipple stimulation, touching, becoming engorged with arousal, aching with need and desire, pure unbridled want. That's what you've been looking for. It's what you came here seeking, to really give in and surrender to the feeling of your own nipples. To explore it. To feel it in all of you. And here you are, and I can sympathize with the way you feel. The more you touch, the more stimulation roils out of control and carries you toward the edge. The more you're waiting for it. Waiting for the opportunity, the lust to stimulate when the opportunity arises. The desire you would normally have for mere masturbation, mere sex, is being completely subordinated and sublimated in the desire to have your nipples played with. Deeper and deeper down. More and more they are toyed with, stimulated, licked, touched, tweaked, pinched. The better you feel. And feel my hand teasing. But now the time for teasing is over. My hand steadying, holding, framing, pinching your nipple, leaning in, licking, sucking, rubbing gently over them as I lap and lick across them. And the more I do so, the better you feel, again and again, rubbing, licking, sucking. Your nipples feel incredible. You're ascending toward orgasm, toward the one you've been waiting for. You stayed where you were, close as you were, and when your nipples are stimulated, you stay locked at whatever level you're left at. If you touch your nipples before you go out in public, you'll end up stuck at that level of arousal, so make sure you remember that. If you don't come, the arousal ratchets up and stays where it is. You'll be stuck there until you allow the orgasm to happen. While you would only do it if you were safe and horny, the sheer level of sensitivity means it's hard to avoid wanting to stimulate them now and then. And all it takes is a few rubs to get you closer to the edge, ratcheted up by a level, and then locked in there. Only successfully reaching orgasm can clear the slate and let your nipples, your new source of arousal, calm down. The more you listen, the better you feel. The better you feel, the more acutely aware you are of your needs, your cravings, your desire to explore these needs further. The more my voice gets in your mind, So when you rub your nipples, you feel the desire to submit to your own touch, to a lover's. Just like when you're deeply under and your vacant mind is preparing, persuading, accepting into the rest of your thoughts, the rest of your consciousness, new ideas gained in trance. That's what we're going to talk about next. Associations. Some types of sensual associations can bring up an attitude from deep inside, a triggered or pleasant frame of mind. Perhaps you are submissive when you receive certain kinds of pleasure, and dominant when you receive certain others. Well, your nipples are a submissive pleasure, giving in, enjoying yourself, surrendering for a little while for fun. Every time you touch your nipples, or I, or someone else, signals, invites, or carries out that caress. When you're horny and safe, anyway, you're going to feel pleasure, the desire to submit. Especially if someone wants to please your chest and you would like them to do so, you're going to be completely susceptible to that. You're going to want it as much as possible to make it as good as possible for you. You would encourage stimulation of those aroused nubs with your aching desire rising. Fingers rubbing and tweaking those nipples, pinching both of them. Nothing sweeter. Each little jet of pleasure arrives in your brain as white, hot, wonderful sparks right to the center of your pleasure, awareness, arousal, helping you be hornier. You need more and more. You approach true orgasm. You approach a point I held you back from earlier that you've been kept on the edge of all this time. When I say the word, you know the word. When I give the command, you are going to orgasm. You're going to orgasm quite hard. And I encourage you to keep touching and anchoring the pleasure to your nipples. But even if you took your hands off them, you know they're going to spark with the pleasure. The need is going to be locked in your brain from the force of it. It will be the primary object of your sexual desire to further stimulate your nipples. At least for a little while after that hot, horny coming session that is about to approach you. When you listen to this and are trained by it, you'll feel yourself wanting to touch, needing to touch, knowing I'll help you along, help you over the edge. And when you stimulate your nipples in the future, you're gonna feel yourself leaning into it, into the sensation, into the desire to learn all about how good you can feel there, following your own urges, desires, needs, telling your mind it's okay to need this. Okay to need this satisfying completion, and to need the ascending climax you're shortly going to arrive at. My tongue licking and sucking, moving from one nipple to the other, as I rub your chest, touch them. When they're not being licked, sucked, vacuum sealed in my mouth, they're being tweaked, pinched, subjected to a new and exciting pleasure which previously was completely hidden. Oh, you had the blueprints in your head. You had the awareness that you could build this fetish, this desire. But now that it has been built, you're going to experience the intensely, immensely irresistible, excited pleasure of your nipples taking over more and more of your sensual desire, your sexual awareness. When you are safe and you're horny, you're coming. Coming hot, hard, feel, pinching, licking. Throughout the orgasm, I lick, suck, pinch, squeeze, pin you down, emphasizing that submission. This is a submissive pleasure. Your hips shudder, your body jerks upward, sleepy and deep and deep and sleep and night night pass. Deep, you sink down, but the orgasm is still washing through your stilled subconscious form, making it easier to accept this new love for your nipples when I'm sucking on them, tweaking them, when you're twitching, when you're just desiring it, making you feel so good that anything other than loving your nipples, loving stimulation on your chest, anything else would just be incorrect. It would be a wrong assessment of your world, an accurate picture of your world. True self-knowledge contains the awareness that you love your nipples. You love stimulation on those engorged, horny nubs. It's just what you want, and you really, truly want it. And the longer you listen, the better you feel. And every time you listen, that sensitivity will increase. The submission to the stimulation of your nipples will increase. when someone else does it, or even when you do it, feeling more and more like you want to be opened up to pleasure. You want to give in to pleasure. You love to touch, love to stimulate. You could orgasm simply from touching them, and you know it because you come and come and come, hot and hard, coming, squeezing. Touching them feels as good as sex, as good as masturbation. Your nipples are that sensitive, wired into your nervous system, your mind, your deep breathing. And because this is a learned fetish, a learned desire, it only gets stronger. Your orgasmic spasms, the longer you listen, the more you listen, the more often, the better you feel. My caress slows. It stops. Leaves you panting. I've drawn my hands back. You know now that you need to touch. Need to touch your nipples regularly. Touching them enough will bring you to such a height of pleasure that blissful twitching nirvana will follow shortly after. And you know coming from touching your nipples is very, very powerful. It's a reminder that this is a manufactured, submission-geared fetish, desire, stimulative element of your body. Your nipples are a powerful, sexual part of your body. Part of the complete picture of your sexuality includes your nipples, and your mind has been mapped. So all those wonderful sexual impulses tied to your chest are natural and normal. Sensation passes through them, and it awakens other bits of you. Those little nubs, envision them in your mind. Sensitive. Hard. But the mere sensation of a change in temperature is enough to make you shiver happily. Though they are hard and firm, they are always a source of pleasure. Only pleasure. Knowing, as you wait there, that they can send that pleasure into you, ratchet you up with submissive and locked-in pleasure. And that you could be driven to even an orgasmic release if it went on long enough. But for now, here it will stay. But you're going to go up there again. We might as well admit it. We both know you're going to touch. You're going to pinch. Your mind is going to get more blissed out as I speak. And you might fall right back into the pattern again. And that's okay. As long as you're safe and you're horny, go for it. You're in private. You're horny. That's the time to touch yourself. Touch your nipples. They're always there, always available, but when you're horny and in private and safe, that's when you really can go to town and touch. Stimulating them feels just as good as anything else, and someone else touching them sexually helps you feel submission completely. Your nipples advance and aid your sexual submission. They even help you want things. Help you want things you've scarce explored before. Touching them's the first priority. Submitting is important. That's what they're there for. So just practice touching. They are there to be buttons to remind and help you when it comes time to submit. The way they feel gets better every time. And the better they feel, the better you feel. Whenever your chest is touched, nipples tweaked, squeezed, pinched, massaged, the wave of pleasure you feel goes right up to your head. And stays locked there, right where it is. It will only reduce when orgasm is reached, at which point it falls down, and you can think a little more clearly and breathe again. Until the next time, breathe free of the stimulation, because yes, even breathing makes your chest rise and fall. Your nipples are sensitive, especially when your private, horny places are open. Nipple stimulation will send you ramping back upward and make every encounter more focused on your chest, make you more aware. Every time you listen here, the amount of pleasure from a mere brush against your nipples will increase. So make sure to calibrate your training and practice, because after enough lessons, brushing against them will almost be enough to set you close to coming. Until you're coming again and again from being deliberately stimulated on those blissful, pleasurable little spots. Wonderfully good. Envision in your mind the idea of being submissive and stimulated. How attractive it is. And the longer you listen, the more you'll find yourself drawn back here, returning to this file. So that by the time we're done, and you're awakening, you will already have found your mind fixated on the bliss and pleasure of nipple play. How wonderful it is to touch your chest. Let those nubs be caught between your fingers. Rub them. Anyone you want to stimulate your chest who does so will be able to take advantage of this training. Clamping them is also a good way to display to your brain just how sensitive your trained nipples are. Massaging them yourself feels good enough, but adding extra flourishes might bring you to orgasm just from your nipples being played with quicker than you thought. The afterglow will be longer, more relaxing each time, just like drifting into trance, but caused by your chest, your nipples, the nervous system connection. You'll feel the urge to return here and cement your love of those tiny, sensitive nubs in your mind deeper and deeper into your subconscious. This is all placed for your comfortable consideration. And you know it's going to be so good. Because you know your subconscious mind is looking out for your best interests. And you really want to explore your nipples being more sensitive and what it means about your subby, orgasmic brain. Just like I do. So from now on, whenever you think of stimulating your nipples, rubbing your chest, feeling them firm, hardened between your fingers, remember this. When you listen, everything that follows is a reminder of just how hard you come when you let someone guide you, or when you guide your own nipples as part of your sexual masturbatory experience into that place of pleasure. Use those submissive little buttons, rub and manipulate them, until you do eventually need to do something else. But when you're safe, and you're in private, and you're horny, it can be pretty irresistible to touch them. Just like now.